Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
Good morning. A good Monday morning to you. And from the heart, this is Patrick Madrid. Let's begin in prayer the first day of Pledge Drive. It's the first hour of the first day of Pledge Drive, for us anyway. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. And all God's people said, Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, you heard me right. It's hard to believe, but 3 months have passed, and we are now back at Pledge Drive. It happens only 4 times a year, and it's your opportunity to give us a report card and tell us what you think about Relevant Radio. So regular programming is going to be a regular show. You can call me at 888-914-9149. Call in now. We have space available at the moment. It won't last too long. 888-914-9149. And as per usual, I'm joined, happily so, by my colleague Mary Graham for Pledge Drive. Mary, welcome to Chicago, and I hope you had a pleasant experience on your way to Chicago.
I did. I got to say it's a little bit colder here than it is in Central Florida, just a tad.
Yeah, a little bit.
But I got to tell you too, Patrick, on my way in, on the flight in, I'm sitting in the airplane, and there's a nice young man sitting next to me, and he strikes up a conversation with me, and he'd been on a little trip with some friends, and his name was Sergio, and he was just a charming young man. Mm-hmm. And then the person who sits between us comes in, and she's in college, and she's studying for broadcasting and marketing. So we, you know, of course, we went to Relevant Radio, and she lives in the community that the studios used to be in, and so the young man sitting on the other end, he says, "Hey, my mom listens to that all the time."
Oh, that's cool.
I went, "That's cool. Yeah, that's what I said." Oh. And then he goes, "And she always sends me links from Patrick Madrid."
Oh my gosh, wow.
So when you tell people, send the link, you know there's somebody out there doing it. At least one mom is doing it.
That is great. So this was just spontaneous. She just said that her mom listens. Mm-hmm. That's really neat.
He did.
So
It was Sergio.
Oh, okay, Sergio. So the girl who was sitting in the middle seat, the young lady, she had not heard of Relevant Radio at that point?
No, she hadn't.
Okay.
She had not heard. Mm-mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's really cool. What a great way to start the Pledge Drive week out with, knowing maybe they're listening right now. Shout out, guys.
Yeah, shout out. I told them I'd give them a shout out. I kind of had that set up.
Thank you for that, Mary. And we're going to be talking again soon, as a matter of fact, probably in another 5-6 minutes to kind of get things started for Pledge Drive. So I'll see you in just a moment. In the meantime, the number to call to be on the program, 888-914-9149. Give a call now. Let's go to Nicholas in Cleveland, Ohio. Good morning, Nicholas. Welcome.
Good morning, Patrick, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Friday, we celebrated the Feast of St. Blaise on Sunday. Yesterday after Mass, my parish was doing the Blessing of the Throats. Doing the Blessing of the Throats was our pastor, our deacon, and two laymen. And that was curious to me, so I tapped a fellow parishioner on the shoulder and said, "Hey, is that right?" And she said, "Well, it's kind of like when we extend hands over people to pray for them or lay hands on them." And I said, "Gosh, I don't think we're supposed to do that." And she said, "Where'd you hear that?" And I said, "Patrick Madrid."
Right on.
So I figured I'd call in and give you an opportunity to iron that out for me a little.
To elaborate. Well, it's, you know, it's one of those things that is, it's a bit more murky, I guess you could say. And that is that traditionally, no, lay people would not be giving blessings. That would be done by the bishop, the priest, or the deacon, those who have holy orders. In recent years, recent decades, you'll see, for example, lay people giving ashes on Sunday. And so this would be, to my mind, an exception to the rule if there are enough priests and or deacons they should be the ones who are doing this. There's no need for lay people to do this if there's no need for a lay person to do this. But there are some situations where distributing ashes on Ash Wednesday or holding the candles for the blessing of the throat, the bishop may delegate that permission, let's say, for lay people to do that. But it's not the norm, and it's not the ordinary way of doing it. And one of the problems that arises is, like this lady that you were talking to, she sounds to me like she's a little fuzzy on the distinction between the role of lay people and the role of men with holy orders, two distinct spheres of activity. Every so often, there may be a need for lay people to help. Like, let's say, take another example. Let's say in some far-flung area where communion can only be distributed by a priest, maybe once every so many months because he doesn't visit that area very often. Well, the bishop can delegate for the catechist, a layman or a laywoman in the village, let's say, to distribute Holy Communion. There are things like that that are exceptions to the rules. So my thought would be, under normal circumstances, no, you should not have lay people doing that. And I don't know whether what you witnessed was a normal circumstance or not. Was it thronged with many thousands of people, and it would have been impossible for the priest and two deacons to take care of it?
No, it was one priest and one deacon, and it seemed to me that it would have been reasonable for them to have two lines after Mass for those who wanted their throat blessed to get through it pretty quickly.
Yeah, exactly. That would be my take on it. Now, I know there are some people, and I have no idea what the mindset is at the parish where you were at, but I know there are some people who really are very anxious to give lay people, let's get them involved. Let's get them doing something, because if they're just standing there in the congregation, they're not really involved. And that, of course, is ridiculous. You're not involved by doing work per se, but it blurs the distinction between holy orders and the lay state, and the two are very distinct. So that, to me, is one of the big downsides of a more liberal making use of lay people to do these kinds of things. It's actually confused a lot of people, like the lady that you talked to, sounds like.
Yeah, well, that was my feeling, and that's why I wanted to call you for some clarity, and I appreciate that. And thank you very much for your time during this Pledge Drive week, and blessings for a very successful Pledge Drive.
Oh, what a great way to start the week off, Nicholas. Thank you. From your lips to God's ears. And we sure thank you for that. Well, we're going to bring Mary back. She's right here in studio. We're just going to talk for a few minutes about Pledge Drive and where things are at and where we're going and what we need to do to get there. Keep in mind that today is the very first day, the very first hour for this program of the first day of Pledge Drive. But that means that there are only 5 days total in the whole week. So we really, really, really want to get a lot of momentum straight out of the gate. And Mary, you're the number cruncher and the purveyor of all the statistics. So can you set the stage for us where we are and where we need to be?
I sure can. We are just getting started here. It's our first day of Pledge Drive, and we need $3 million by the end of the week. Now, granted, we're just getting started, so we've got a long way to go still. We've got some great special gifts available during this Pledge Drive.
We do. In fact, let me tell you, I've never seen one like this before. It's a Relevant Radio umbrella. And I mean a for real umbrella. You go out in the rain and it's going to keep you nice and dry. For a $200 a month donation, that's $240 for the whole year, we'd like to send you this special gift. Now, you may say, okay, well, how big of an umbrella is it? Well, it's 42 inches. It's a square-shaped canopy. And when you are out and about and you've got your Relevant Radio umbrella extended, you'll see the nice Relevant Radio logo. And others are going to see it and say, what's that? Like Mary on the airplane. Relevant Radio.
Exactly.
Tell me more.
Exactly. And it's your gift to you, your thank you gift, when you make a special gift of $20 a month or more. $240 one time, and we'll send you this fabulous umbrella. How do you do it? It's real simple. You give us a call at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. You can also go safe and secure online at relevantradio.com or use that handy-dandy app on your smartphone or tablet. You can just tap it and open it right up. But again, that number is 877-291-0123. And you might be thinking, well, it's winter right now. I don't need an umbrella. You realize umbrellas are also great for shading the sun. And sometimes that sun can be bright, hard on your eyes. If you're down in the south, you still need an umbrella because it rains all year long. And of course, we'll have rain here eventually. Think about it too, sitting at like your baseball games or sporting events for the kids. It's a great way to kind of get yourself out of that direct sun.
And if you don't care about the weather one way or the other, you just want to evangelize.
Yeah, it's your
relevant radio
yeah.
right out there. Remember this song, Mary, from the 1960s?
No, I wasn't alive yet. 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. A simple $20 a month, and we'll send you this fabulous umbrella. Safe and secure online, relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet.
The song's talking about falling in love under an umbrella, but somebody could fall in love with the faith when they see your Relevant Radio umbrella. I'm only laughing because I think it's really a very creative idea to be walking around and evangelizing as you go. As Mary said, if you want to make your pledge right now, today's the first day of Pledge Drive. Today only, we have this special Relevant Radio umbrella. You have to take a look at it. Go to relevantradio.com. You'll be able to see it there. You can also make your pledge there safe and secure. As you can on the Relevant Radio app, just tap it and it'll show this to you. And if you want to go old school, 877-291-0123, you can call in. We'll be happy to take your info, plus your prayer request, easy for me to say. And we're looking forward to that. But please make that pledge now. We're asking you to get that umbrella to do it for $20 a month.
We're going to take a break now. We got a little something here from Father Rocky, I believe.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I want to thank you for listening to Relevant Radio and welcome you to our Give from the Heart Pledge Drive. It's Momentum Monday, and a reminder that Relevant Radio is listener-supported, so we're unable to deliver our programming every day without your financial support. So jump online and help us pay a few bills at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Today only, for a gift of $20 a month, our special thank you gift is a dual-purpose Relevant Radio branded umbrella. Use it for protection from rain or sun while evangelizing those you meet. This automatic umbrella features a large 42-inch arc, the rubber handle wrist strap make it easy to hold, and the umbrella folds down to fit inside a matching sleeve. It's only available today. It's yours for a gift of $20 a month to Relevant Radio. And we've got a dollar-for-dollar match this hour. So give online now on the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com.
It is a great umbrella, and it's yours for just $20 a month. Relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet. That's the way to do it. It's the best and easiest way to do it. Of course, you can always call at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. A simple $20 a month is what we are looking for, and we'll send you this fabulous umbrella. Plus, when you use either the app or the website to make your gift, you will get the exclusive online download that we're going to send to you. And this time around, we're giving you a relevantradio.com or the app. You'll get the great talk from Father Kubicki. It is called He First Loved Us. It's Understanding the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which is exactly what we're looking for during this Give to Our Heart, Give from the Heart Pledge Drive.
Yeah, thanks, Mary. This is the first hour of the first day of Pledge Drive. We have a total need to stay fully funded for the next quarter of $3 million. And when you go to relevantradio.com to make your pledge, you're going to see the thermometer, and there's no mercury in it yet. Well, maybe down in the bulb, there's some mercury at the bottom, but you're going to see the goal at the very top there. So as we proceed through the day, through the week, you're going to see that mercury rising, and we need your help to make that happen. So when you're there at relevantradio.com to make your pledge, take a look at this umbrella. It's got the Relevant Radio logo prominently displayed on it, and you'll be able to evangelize while you're out and about, just minding your own business and evangelizing other people.
We need to see each and every hour goal get hit, and our goal for this hour is to get 75 people who are going to join us, be a part of the family here, and give from the heart at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Made just a little bit of a dent so far. We've had 5 gifts come in, so that means 70 more here in the next 45 minutes. Will you help us out and join the team? Give from the heart at 877-291-0123.
We are looking for you if you want to be one of the people who say yes to Relevant Radio. If you listen every day, maybe you listen with your kids on the way to taking them to school, or when you're out and about, or you listen while you work, whatever it may be, if you find benefit from Relevant Radio, and judging from your emails that come in every day and phone calls, I'm guessing you do enjoy it. So we're asking you to be one of the people who are going to say, yes, we love Relevant Radio. We want to help Relevant Radio. We're listener supported. So go to relevantradio.com to make your pledge and take a look at that umbrella. We'll send it to you when you make your pledge of $20 a month or more.
That's 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com. Use the app. Give from the heart.
Keeping it relevant. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Join the conversation at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149.
Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, I was kind of ready for that one. Welcome back. We'll go over to George now in Creskill, New Jersey. Good morning, George. Welcome.
Hey, Patrick. Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. Hope you and your family had a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
I wanted to ask you actually one question, and I might have another question after that if possible. But I'm always a little bit intrigued about, you know, the Jewish faith and all the movies I've watched and all the things I've read about. It seems like, you know, I'm still not sure of where it comes or goes about Jesus Christ and the belief, you know, in the Jewish faith, if it was ever like in their books or any of their history ever provided to them that their Jesus is coming, or they just always denied it, but they always said on scriptures or in the Torah or in the original Bible, meaning the First Testament. And, I'm still a little bit confused because I know there's a lot of other religions other than Christianity that they always talk about Christ, but in Judaism, I've never heard them speak about Christ whatsoever.
Well,
like in Islam, you know, in Islam they speak about him, and in Hindu they mention him. But I'm and if I'm wrong, forgive me. That's why I'm calling, just to ask. Thank you.
Sure. I would recommend, first of all, George, a book by Peter Kreeft, K-R-E-E-F-T, and it's called Fundamentals of the Faith, and it's basically an introduction to world religions where he looks at the major world religions. So that would be Hinduism, Buddhism, Judaism, Islam, and Christianity. And you're correct that there is a section, or there are sections, I should say, in the Quran which do mention Jesus, and they extol him as a prophet, and they don't believe he's God, obviously. So what Muhammad had to say about Jesus is not consistent with the truth in terms of who Jesus really is. But to my reading, anyway, I'm not aware of Hinduism ever saying anything about Jesus. Because for one thing, Hinduism is much older than Christianity, has been around a lot longer than Christianity has. So the Vedic texts that would be the rough equivalent of our Bible, they don't mention Jesus. So you asked about Judaism, and that's a fascinating question because obviously Jesus, being a Jew, was evangelizing the Jews first before the church, I should say, went to the wider world. And so all of the first Christians were Jewish, and many of the next generation of them were Jewish. So it began as a turning to Jesus as the Messiah from Jews who studied the scriptures, such as, for example, Saul of Tarsus, who was a rabbi. He knew the Bible very, very well, the Hebrew Bible, and it took a dramatic divine intervention to get his attention. But whether it was a dramatic divine intervention or just listening to what the apostles and others were preaching and teaching, many Jews did accept the gospel and they became Christian. So we don't see in the Old Testament any explicit statements about Jesus by name, but we see countless examples of prophecies that foretell the coming of the Messiah. And there are many, many of these prophecies that those who are evangelizing Jews, they point to say, look, this is an example of where in the Old Testament or the Jewish Bible, this prophecy about the coming Messiah was fulfilled in Jesus, and there are many of them. But there are also many rebuttals or rejoinders that have been developed over time from the Jewish side of the equation, saying that this does not this is not fulfilled by Jesus. So the prophecies in Psalm 22 about the crucified Messiah, Zechariah chapter 12, the pierced Messiah, Isaiah chapter 53, the rejection of the Messiah, Isaiah chapter 7, a virgin will be found with child. So a miraculous pregnancy involving a young woman. The Hebrew word there is Alma, which means a young woman. But in context, it's a miracle because this young woman will be a virgin. That's a prophecy about Jesus. Daniel 9, when is the Messiah going to come? Jeremiah 31, what will the Messiah do? Well, he will enact a new covenant. And so on. There are just many of these. I'm only skimming the surface on this. So yes, the Jewish Bible, the Old Testament as we call it, does indeed refer to Jesus many times, but not by name. And so when you're talking to Jews, typically they either have not really given Jesus any thought at all, or what they have heard would be a negative comment, you know, where, well, we don't accept Jesus because, you know, he's not the Messiah and so on. So it's a complicated issue. Somebody who does a good job, I think, of unraveling it, two people, in fact. One is Marty Barrick. He runs a website called SecondExodus.com, and he also has a book by the same title. He's a convert from, he wasn't conservative. He was Orthodox, an Orthodox Jew, and he converted to the Catholic faith. And that book was written as a way to explain why he became Catholic to his friends and family. And then another book, this is by Roy Sherman, S-C-H-O-E-M-A-N. That book is called Salvation is from the Jews. And it's his explanation of why he became Catholic as well. So I think either of those two books would be useful, George, as you evaluate further. It's a fascinating topic, to be sure. Let's go now to Joe in Phoenix. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Patrick. I just really wanted to call during this pledge drive because I wanted to just tell you guys how important Relevant Radio was to me coming to the Catholic faith. You see, I was a cradle Protestant, and I was anti-Catholic for my whole upbringing. Mm. And then I started feeling, I was listening to Relevant Radio, and I started getting convicted and intrigued, and I started listening, and my wife was independently from me, and the two of us came together to the Catholic faith through Relevant Radio and the Holy Ghost. So
that
I just really wanted to just, I just had to encourage you guys. And, you know, we are a regular pledge. We give $50 a month just regularly because we just want to bless the ministry that was a blessing to us. And so I wanted
Thank
to call
you,
to say, anyone out there, just know that Relevant Radio is so critical. And I know you guys know it because you work in it, but it's so important for us listeners. We really can't do without it. I'm going to tell you right now, we listen every single day when I'm
Thank
on
you.
My drive to work, when I'm coming home, I'm running errands. I just want to encourage you all that you have been an absolute blessing, and we do pray every day for you guys faithfully.
Thank you, Joe. What was it like for you and your wife when you were coming into the Catholic Church for your former, I hope they're not former friends, but people that you knew in your evangelical days? What was their reaction to your making the journey into the Catholic Church?
Well, thankfully, on the family side, it was kind of like they saw how God was moving in our family, and they could not deny it. They were like, mm-hmm. you know, they realized that the blessings and the doors open and the doors close and the selling of our home and buying near the church that we were moving to and the kids at the Catholic school, there were so many things that lined up that they were like, this has got to be God. It can't be anything else. And so with the family, it's been very good. Now, with some of our former friends, I've had some that just said, hey, Joe, we're praying for you. Sorry to hear that, you know, type of mentality. And we just gained new
friends. Tell them to listen to Relevant Radio, so, yeah. and maybe God will do the same thing for them. Hey, Joe, I wish I had more time. I'd love to have a purpose-driven cup of coffee with you and just hear more of your story. But I'm glad you shared that part of it. Thank you very much. We sure appreciate it. We're coming back with more of your phone calls. In the meantime, though, Mary Graham and I are going to tell you a little bit more about today, the first day of Pledge Drive.
What a great call. And that is exactly why we are here, why we're asking you to help support this station and your local community, because it truly does change hearts and changes lives. And you might wonder, well, why do you care if people come into the Catholic Church? Because we want to have a great big party in heaven someday, and we want people to to live out their life, their Catholic life, authentically in the world. Because when we do that, we can change our local community and our local society. So keep giving here at Relevant Radio. Great gift for you when you make that special gift of $20 a month. Today and today only, we have this fabulous umbrella. We get calls every pledge drive later in the week. Oh, I didn't get my pledge in. Can I get that Monday gift? Nope. Today's the day. $20 a month, and we have this fabulous umbrella just for you.
Yeah, it is really just for you, but it's really not just for you, because when you extend this umbrella wherever you may be, other people are going to see the Relevant Radio logo emblazoned on it, and they're going to say, what's that? And even if they don't ask you, what is that? They're going to think, what is that? And you might catch them looking at their phones, looking up Relevant Radio to see what it is, and they very well may be the next listeners. And they could be, just like the gentleman who just called a minute ago, on the journey into the Catholic Church without even realizing. So that's what you can do just by having this umbrella. And we'd like to send it to you when you make your pledge at the level of $20 a month or more, either way. And as Mary was saying, we have a special digital download for you if you make your pledge online by going to relevantradio.com. When you go there, you'll see the you'll see the umbrella, first of all, and you're going to see all the other things that are there, including info on this digital download. So be sure to take a look at that.
It is by Father James Kubicki. He first loved us, understanding the Sacred Heart of Jesus. RelevantRadio.com or using the app are the two best ways for you to help support this local ministry. But you can also give us a call at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. $20 a month on this special first day of pledge drive. We're still in need of, it looks like, about 65 people who are going to step up and help us out during this hour of pledge drive. We have to hit our goals each and every hour. 30 minutes left, 65 people. Any gift whatsoever will count towards that goal number. So if you can make a $25 or $50 gift right now, super. You help us hit that goal of 65 people. But if you can do $20 a month, we'll send you this umbrella. And if you make your gift online or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet, this fabulous umbrella for a simple $20 a month and the download from Father Kubicki. The phone lines are open, though, if that's your only way to contact us. 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Gift from the heart on this first day of pledge drive, down to only needing another 58 people. Give us a call.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. In today's crazy world, finding companies that align with your Catholic values is a challenge. Your choice of cell phone provider matters. Cyrus and I switched to Charity Mobile, and you should too. Enjoy excellent coverage on America's most reliable network while supporting a pro-life, pro-family company. Use offer code Patrick for a free phone. Don't miss out. Act now at charitymobile.com.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
Welcome back. We are in pledge drive mode, but this is a regular program, so you can join me by calling 888-914-9149. We have lines open right now, so feel free. The number again, 888-914-9149. Let's start off with Sam in Athens, Georgia. Good morning, Sam. Welcome.
Good morning, Patrick. Automatic for the people.
Indeed, sir. Yes. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing well. I just got back from Houston at the cancer hospital, and I told everyone I ran into I was happy to be in Houston because they have my favorite radio station here on 96.1 FM and 1110 AM, Relevant Radio.
Well, that's great, Sam. Thank you. And did any of them already know about Relevant, or did you have to turn them onto it?
I had to turn the whole town to it. People don't listen to the radio like they should.
I would agree with that. Did you tell them about the Relevant Radio app?
I sure did. I told them about relevantradio.com and the app and how it's lifeline.
And thank you for that.
How Patrick Madrid is my favorite person.
Oh, you're awfully kind, Sam. There's so many favorite people out there. Thank you for saying that about me. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll have some listeners. And I tried to leave the radio in the hotel room set on 11:10 a.m.
Perfect. Love it. You know what I do when I rent a car, Sam? I invariably will take whatever the local relevant radio station is, and I pre-program all the buttons, at least so that there's a chance that they're going to listen for a bit. Well, thanks for doing that, Sam.
Could I ask you a question about the anointing for the sick?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Can someone who is not Catholic be anointed?
Well, under normal circumstances, no. And we can make a distinction between those who are not baptized and those who are not Catholic, but they are baptized. So let's say a Protestant, for example. The sacrament of baptism is needed as the foundation before any other sacraments can be validly received. So if the non-Catholic happens to be non-baptized, unbaptized, then no, there's no way to receive anything from any of the sacraments without baptism first. In the case of somebody who has been baptized, and if this is a, let's just say, near the end of life situation, perhaps an emergency or something, and the person wants to be right with God, and we're talking here about a baptized non-Catholic Christian, and says or expresses a desire to get right with God and to receive the sacraments and to come into the church, the priest in his own discretion can make the decision then and there to receive the person into the church and give those sacraments, give the sacrament of holy anointing. Maybe that's all the time that there is to give a sacrament. So the priest has that discretion to make that decision, but it would depend upon, you know, do you want to be Catholic? Do you want to receive these sacraments? And if the person says, well, no, I don't really want to become Catholic, well, then it's not appropriate to give the person that sacrament. But if he or she desires to go in this direction, then yes, the priest could do that.
Would it work the same way for baptism? Do you have to become Catholic to be baptized?
Well, no, because by being baptized, you become Catholic. So the sacrament itself and Jesus' power in the sacrament is what regenerates the soul and incorporates you into the body of Christ, and you are thereby incorporated into the Catholic Church. Now, it can be formal in the sense that you are baptized in a Catholic church by a Catholic priest with a baptismal certificate at that parish, and you're on track to receive the other sacraments of initiation. Or it could be informal and really even unknown to the person who's being baptized. He may be baptized in a, let's just say, in an evangelical Protestant church without realizing that he has now been incorporated into, in a certain sense, into the Catholic Church. He's not a Catholic. He's not going to be practicing the faith, but he, by virtue of the power of baptism, has that connection now. And Pope Pius XII, if you're interested in reading it, he wrote an encyclical called Mystici Corporis Christi, The Mystical Body of Christ. And he has a section there about the effects of baptism and for those outside the church, how that forges a link between them and the church without them even necessarily realizing it.
That was what happened with me. I was baptized a Baptist, and thanks to you, I became Catholic.
I never tire of hearing what God has done in your life, Sam. It's an amazing story, and you've been very kind to share that with our listeners. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Well, Sam,
I want to encourage everyone to donate to this pledge drive because it is truly a lifeline.
Thank you, Sam. God bless you. And thank you for being so loyal to Relevant Radio. With all the other things that you've got going on in your life, thank you for remembering us. We sure remember you in our prayers. Thank you. Let's go to Latasha now in Mesa, Arizona. Good morning, Latasha.
Good morning, Patrick. I just wanted to tell you that you're awesome. Thank you so
nice.
Much for the difference that you make in my life and so many people's lives.
Thank you.
You're so humble in the way you handle, like, every call.
I hope my wife is listening right now.
Very impressive. What's that?
I said, I hope my wife is listening. Well, you're very kind. Thank you, Latasha. So let me hear about you now. What has God done in your life because of Relevant Radio? We don't have a lot of time, but can you give us a quickie version?
Well, the Lord has done a lot for me. I'm a recovering alcoholic, and Jesus is just, well, he carried me on that one. He just basically took it away. So that was a very hard thing for me to overcome. Gave it to Jesus, and I've been sober for over 2 years.
That's beautiful.
It's a work in progress, but, you know, it's nice to have Jesus when he has your back. But,
oh, yes.
I've been listening to you guys for a few months now. I feel like, I literally feel like Jesus guided me to you guys.
I believe he did.
It made such a difference. And I am going to convert to Catholic, actually. I started trying to do some studies off of you guys' app. Yesterday, I learned some prayers that I didn't know, Hail Marys and things like that. And I just wanted to thank you. I don't want to keep you. I know you're super busy, but you're awesome. And just keep doing what you're doing, because you really do make a difference.
Thanks, Latasha. Well, all of us here at Relevant Radio, I wish you could see our faces. We're all smiling and nodding and thanking God for your call and thanking God for what he's done in your life. So, yes, from all of us, thank you. And please keep listening and keep telling your friends about Relevant Radio. It's truly amazing what God does here. We're going to go to a miracle moment right now, and I'll be right back with Mary Graham right after that.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Lois, welcome to The Inner Life.
We've been married 40 years. I'm a Baptist, he's a Catholic, and we lived in Arizona to start, and we moved here to Michigan, and I started listening to Relevant Radio. And what's happening is I'm converting, because I believe it's important to go to church with the person you love. And I'm trying to get through RCA, but it snows here, and then I don't make it. I'm on my third shot. I'm going to try. But we go to church together. I don't take communion, and I want the communion the way it's supposed to be, and I want to do confession. So for those people out there, just keep doing it. Join your mates. See what happens. Listen to Relevant Radio. God will change your heart.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
We are making progress. I love all these great calls that are coming in telling us why we should be listening to Relevant Radio, how it's changing lives. Let us know when you make your gift at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or when you call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. How has Relevant Radio impacted your life? And so for so many, it just gives them that sense of hope in the future. No matter how bad things get around you, you know God's in control, and Relevant Radio brings that hope to you. So give from the heart at 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, and make a gift of $20 a month. And we've got a great umbrella just for you.
Yes, we do. Now, somber news here. You may have heard about the terrible earthquakes. There were two of them back-to-back in Turkey, what would have been their time early in the morning. One 7.8 magnitude, and the second one a few hours later 7.5, both of which are huge. They're dealing with death tolls right now, so at the moment it's hovering around 2,000 people that they believe have been killed. I suspect the number will go up. So the reason I mention this is because we're in Pledge Drive mode, and that is where we thank God for our blessings. We here at Relevant Radio thank God for you. We thank God for the support and generosity of so many people. And there are people who are really suffering right now, these earthquake victims in Syria and in Turkey. So as you go about your day and you thank God for the blessings that you have, in your kindness, remember them in your prayers as well, because they're hurting pretty badly right now. Pledge Drive is an opportunity for us to ask you to give us a report card and let us know if you like what we're doing and if you want to support it. And we only do this four times a year. We're not supported by big fat cat billionaires or mega corporations or government monies or anything like that. We rely on you. And so we're coming to you now, first day of Pledge Drive, and we're asking you to say yes. We're asking you to make a gift of at least $20 a month. And it's easy to do when you use the Relevant Radio app, or you can go to relevantradio.com. But we need you now, and we would greatly appreciate your prayers as well.
$20 a month, and we will send you this fabulous, fabulous umbrella. It's an all-weather umbrella. You can use it for sun or rain. Why not snow? Whatever you need it for, it'll bring you shade and comfort and give you the opportunity to strike up that conversation. You never know when that opportunity is going to arise. RelevantRadio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We're looking for 45 more people during this hour who will give from the heart at RelevantRadio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet.
Keeping it relevant. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Join the conversation at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149.
Well, people say that this show is just what they needed. And if that describes you, give me a call, 888-914-9149. Let's go now to Aaron in Hastings, Michigan. Good morning, Aaron.
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You guys have actually been a major help in trying to get me to come back.
Oh, great. Come back from where?
I'm still...
Dare I ask?
From the...
Where have you been?
From the Protestant church.
Where have you been, young man? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Tell me the story. Tell me what's going on.
Well, I'm actually a lapsed Catholic. I went back to the Protestant churches, and I'm trying to come back. Mm-hmm. And thanks to you and between St. Anne's over here in Augusta, Michigan, I'm actually trying to meet with the priest over there. And,
oh, good.
And he's also been sending me some books and everything, and to read, and I've also been reading a Catholic Bible, and
that's great.
But the question I had is, what does the Bible say about speaking in tongues?
Well, it says a fair amount. The phenomenon we see first in the Book of Acts, so on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit comes upon the apostles and all those who were in the upper room. Our Lady, we're told, was in the upper room as well. So whoever was in that upper room experienced this first outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And one of the manifestations, as you read in Acts chapter 2, is a mysterious gift that is tongues in a certain sense. There seem to be two types of this gift. So this first instance, we see that people from all over the known world who were there in Jerusalem could understand the apostles in their own language. Now, we don't know whether that meant that the apostles had been given this charismatic gift to preach in these tongues that they didn't know, or was it that they were preaching in their native Aramaic, and those from these far-flung areas who didn't speak Aramaic, they heard them in their own language. We're not told precisely, but we know that this happened, and it was miraculous and amazing, and people were astonished by it. Then we see another type of tongues that's more, it's described by St. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, more as something that one would have in prayer. And he says in verse 6, he says, "Now, brethren, if I come to you speaking in tongues, how shall I benefit you unless I bring you some revelation or knowledge or prophecy or teaching?" And so the point here is that this seems to be a different kind of gift in which people wouldn't necessarily know what was being said. And it might even be that the person who actually had this charismatic gift might himself not even know exactly what was being said. In fact, in this passage in 1 Corinthians 14, St. Paul says, when you're in a group of people, do not be all speaking in tongues. He says, one at a time, and then only if you're going to pray out loud in tongues, only if there is somebody who can authentically interpret it. So he does have some things to say about it, and certainly he gives a few rules about how it should be done. He finishes by saying, "So my brethren, earnestly desire to prophesy, and do not forbid speaking in tongues, but all things should be done decently and in order." That last verse sometimes gets ignored in common practice nowadays, but in any case, that would be one important place to look at where St. Paul specifically talks about the gift of tongues. What do you think, Aaron?
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I knew it talked about it. I just couldn't remember where.
Yeah, that's one of the places, and it's probably the as they call it, a locus classicus, probably the classic place in the New Testament to see it outside of Acts chapter 2. One thing to remember is that, as St. Paul says there, he also refers to this in 1 Corinthians 13, is that tongues is not a... He says this is something that will pass away. It's not the greatest of the gifts. And he points out that this is really kind of pales in comparison with the ultimate gifts of faith, hope, and charity being the greatest of these. So some people, they become very, I don't think obsessed would be the right word for it, but whatever the right word would be, they become overly focused on that. And St. Paul says it's a very minor thing in the bigger picture of things. So some people may indeed receive this authentic gift. It's a charismatic gift from the Holy Spirit. And I think many people, you know, they want to fit in and they want to do what other people do. So they make sounds that sound like what they're hearing, but it may not, in fact, be the charismatic gift that they think it is. So the main thing is to be open to the will of the Holy Spirit and to follow the rules that St. Paul gave them in 1 Corinthians 14. Aaron, well, I hope that by listening to Relevant Radio, that we can accompany you on the journey all the way into the Catholic Church. That's my hope.
Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're most welcome. Looking forward to talking to you again. Let's go now to Paul in Bernalillo, New Mexico. Welcome.
Good morning, Patrick. My question is, and I've heard you explain this before, but I want to make sure I have it right, is the difference between God's mercy and God's justice.
And okay.
I think you explained that one.
Sure, I'll give it a try. So justice is getting what you deserve. Mercy is not getting what you deserve, or to say it a different way, getting what you don't deserve. So justice means that you pay the penalty that is appropriate for your sins. And mercy is that you don't pay the penalty that is appropriate for your sins, because God loves you and forgives you and spares you the punishment. So in the bigger picture, to use the term again, all of those who say no to God's free gift of mercy and grace will experience the final phase of justice. They will go to hell. And all of those sinners who say yes and are accepting of God's free gift of mercy and grace, they will receive mercy. So you can have one or the other. I'd much rather have mercy than justice, personally.
Right. Okay, because I had heard you explain it before, and then I started thinking about it. It was like, well, doesn't it kind of mean the same thing? But now,
so let's say that you, I don't know, let's say that you defrauded your company out of a large sum of money, and you get caught. You tried to hide it. You tried to cook the books, maybe. And eventually they figured it out, and they have you arrested, and you get a big heaping helping of justice because you get convicted and you go to jail. Now, let's say that you did the same thing, but before they caught it, you came to the boss and said, I have a confession to make. I am truly sorry. Here's what I did. I did these things. I stole money. Here's the money back. I want to make restitution. And the company president says, you know what? We could have you arrested and you could go to jail, but we're going to forgive you. And that would be a big heaping helping of mercy. So you don't get what you deserve by way of punishment.
Oh, okay.
You see?
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah.
Okay. We can all use mercy.
Good. I'm glad. And if you ever want a talk about a big heaping helping, if you want a big heaping helping of mercy, just listen to the Drew Mariani Show. Every weekday at 3 p.m. Central, he prays the Divine Mercy Chaplet, which is a powerful prayer invoking God's mercy. And, you know, as long as you're thinking about it, everybody, just remember it doesn't matter who you are, where you've been, what you've done. You may say that your sins are so big that not even God could forgive them. That's all not true, of course. And God's mercy is waiting for you. He wants to forgive you. And the only thing stopping it is you. Think about that for a minute. So that was a great question on Paul's part. Justice and mercy. Go for the mercy every time. You know, you never lose if you go for God's mercy. You just have to be willing to receive it. Hey, today is the first day of Pledge Drive. First hour of the first day of Pledge Drive. We've got a long road to go and a big mountain to climb. And Mary Graham is joining us in studio as she does every Pledge Drive. We're going to be talking about what we need to do today to get where we need to be. This is a special day. We have a special premium that's only today. Mary's going to tell you about that in just a minute.
What we need to do today is hit our goal each and every hour. And our goal for this hour is 75 people who will give from the heart at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And it looks like we're down to needing about another 29 people. We should hit our goal for this hour. Last 5 minutes, we can make that happen.
Yeah, it's not difficult. It just requires you to do one of the following. Either go to your Relevant Radio app on your phone, which may already be open right now. Just tap the app and you can make your pledge safe and secure, or go to relevantradio.com. That's easy because big screen, and you'll see the pledge drive thermometer, you'll see the umbrella, you'll see all the goodies there. And you can also call us at 877-291-0123. But please note, if things get hot and heavy, you're going to get a busy signal. And it's easy if you go to relevantradio.com.
877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. 26 more. Will you join the family here and give from the heart during this last few minutes of this first hour of Pledge Drive on the first day for Patrick Madrid? The number is 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Safe and secure online at relevantradio.com, or use the app on your smartphone or tablet. What are we asking for? How about a simple $20 a month for the next year, one-time gift of $240, and you will get this Relevant Radio umbrella. You can see it when you visit the website or open up the app on your smartphone or tablet. Make that gift and we will send you this. But remember, today, and today is the only day at all that you can get the umbrella. So today is the day to make that special gift of $20 a month. 877-291-0123.
Hey, I want to say thank you to Anonymous in Catskill, New York, for your $240 donation this morning. Thank you for that, helping us get off to a fast start. Jim in Oak Forest, Illinois, your $100 donation is much appreciated. Stephen, Plymouth, Minnesota, $240. You're getting an umbrella. I know that much. Thank you for that. Cheryl in Valrico, Florida. That sounds so exotic. Valrico. thank you for... You're from Florida, Mary. Maybe it's not so exotic. I don't know, but it sounds like
it is. Everything in
Florida is exotic. That's true. Cheryl, thank you for your $100 donation. And also, Darlie in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You, too, are going to get a Relevant Radio umbrella because of your pledge this morning of $240. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Online, relevantradio.com, using the app or your smartphone or tablet. Thank you for the gift. And there's another one. $20 a month is all we need. If you want to get this umbrella, beautiful umbrella, all yours. Plus, when you make your gift either online or with the Relevant Radio app, we have that free download for you from Father James Kibicki. He First Loved Us is what it's called. It's going to help us understand the Sacred Heart of Jesus. A great new talk. You will reap many benefits from it. So give now, give from the heart, relevantradio.com. Use the app. $20 a month, you get both the talk and that great umbrella. It's a Relevant Radio umbrella. It's got Relevant Radio right across the top. So you can have that and the baseball cap that you won a few years ago. Maybe you've got like a mug or a cup or all sorts of great Relevant Radio gifts that we've given away over the years, and you'll just be sporting the latest and the greatest. Relevantradio.com. The app on your smartphone or tablet, or 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We need about 24 more people who will join us here in the last couple of minutes. 24 more people will give from the heart before the top of the hour to make our goal for this hour.
Yeah, the goal is very important, because if we can hit the goal this hour and then the next hour and then the next hour, then we're on track to do what we need to do projecting out to the end of the week. We have 1 week to make this happen, and it ends at the end of business on Friday. So the need is $3 million. And what is that for, you may ask? Well, we need it to keep the lights turned on in this big giant machine called Relevant Radio with over 200 stations, including all of our beloved affiliates. Shout out, affiliates. Thank you so much. It takes a lot of money to keep that going. So that's why we have the pledge drives. We don't have gigantic donations coming in from tycoons or anything like that. We rely on you, and each and every pledge that you make right now goes to help us stay fully funded.
877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. RelevantRadio.com or use the app on your smartphone or tablet.